following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right. Refuge family and visitors, good to have you with us on this Tuesday, Fireside Chats, which we're doing every weekday, Monday through Friday at noon, 15 minutes of encouragement from the Word of God. And these have been fashioned after the Fireside Chats from World War II that were a great comfort to our nation in their time of crisis. And we have found these to be the case with our Fireside Chats that we've been doing for, gosh, I think this is our fifth week now. So praying that today, with Isaac's message for you, that it'll be encouraging. Some quick announcements for you before I turn it over to him. The food distribution for the Refuge family. You are finally taking advantage of it, Refuge family. Thank you for that. You have been, but today we had an increase in numbers of folks just saying, hey, I need to take advantage of that blessing that God's provided, and he has. And there's a lot of good food there for you. And I know a lot of you are dealing with hours being cut or even eliminated, some on furlough right now without pay temporarily. And that's a big hit. And so food, which is not cheap, is a way that you can find some help at this time. So Monday and Tuesday for the Refuge family, 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, it's for you. And please avail yourself of that blessing. Other than that, I just want to make sure that you heard our announcement over the weekend for Easter. And that is on our events page, refugefamily.com/events. We have listed all kinds of activities and things that are happening by way of a variety of social media platforms and videos and watch parties and all kinds of fun stuff that's been put together by our team to minister to you and family members. So please check that out. Avail yourself of that blessing as well. And speaking of blessing, Isaac, take it away, brother.
Thank you. Speaking of blessings, isn't Pastor Allen a huge blessing? He is. Refuge family, just we miss you so much. I struggle to even find words to just try to communicate what's been going on in my heart, and even as we've been connecting as your pastors and your leaders. That's just one thing that we just miss. We miss sharing the highs and the lows of life. I mean, even just hanging around and lingering around in the cafe and in the foyer and out in the courtyard. It's gonna be a long time before I take that for granted again. And so when we say we want to pray for you or we want to connect with you, that's not just something we're supposed to say. We genuinely mean it. It's life-giving for your pastors for you to reach out to us, email us, comment on the live stream. That's life-giving for me, and I know for those of us that have connected, for all of us that have connected with other refugees, it's been life-giving to us. And so so just wanted to really reinforce that blessing that hopefully would be a blessing to you, and it's just a huge blessing to us so we can know how to pray for you. We do pray for you on a regular basis, and as you guys have already been praying for wisdom and guidance during the season, I just can't emphasize enough how beautiful and how much that is needed. And so we miss you guys so much. I just have a very brief exhortation from Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, and we're just going to be looking at two verses, Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. And I just want to share what Jesus has been sharing, what Jesus has been sharing to me through his word. And that's just out of all of this, that's been one of the things that's been so comforting to know. Number one, that I'm a Christian, that I yearn for him, and that that in this time, having been separated from the body of Christ physically, I yearn, I hunger for gathering with you one day, but also even more so, gathering or communing with him. And so what an opportunity that we have, that we get to do that. Apart from sermons, apart from podcasts, apart from Zoom calls, really our meat and potatoes of our walks with Jesus is our time with Him. We get our life directly with Him. And what an opportunity that we have to really invest in that. And that's just, I'm just out of that time is what I'm going to be sharing with you guys today. And so essentially, if I were to kind of just boil down what it is that Jesus is showing me in this season is this. He's telling me, Isaac, you are to remain in me and to grow in my dependency, to grow in your dependency upon him. That's what Jesus is telling me. He's saying, Isaac, I want you to remain in me, meaning to abide, to stay, to make my living room in me, and to grow in my dependency upon him. Especially during this time. And the question that kind of just comes naturally out of that statement is, well, why? And I'll answer it this way. Because unbelief is closer to you and I than we think. I'll say that again. Belief, a heart of unbelief, a heart of not being able to trust God in His purposes and what He's done for you and me, that heart of unbelief is closer to you and I than we think. And I get that from here, our passage, Hebrews chapter 3, and we'll start at verse 12. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil and unbelieving heart to leading you to fall away from the living God, but exhort one another every day as long as it is called today, that none of you, pay attention to that word, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Now, an important factor, an important backdrop to this passage is found actually in verse 1. Of chapter 3. Let's read that really quickly because that's going to actually give us insight into what the author of Hebrews here is addressing, starting at verse 1 of chapter 3. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him. This is important. Just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house, for Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Okay? And so here the author of Hebrews is making a very specific observation because he's realizing that because of persecution, because they've been forced to be isolated, not being able to physically gather, they're then starting to then believe and to kind of, in a sense, wrongly fantasize about what times were when Moses was in charge. What times were when, you know, times of when Moses led us out of Egypt and when he was leading us through the wilderness. Although it's not true, that was a very painful and hard season for the nation of Israel. But here, the author of Hebrews is addressing, hey, some of you are thinking that back then was a great time. And so you're believing the lie. You're being tempted to go back to the old ways. And here the author of Hebrews is saying, hey, Jesus is worthy of everything that you're going through right now. And so for the audience here, it's persecution, it's isolation, it's not being able to gather. For us, it's being isolated, kicking it into cruise control with our walks with the Lord. It's realizing that we maybe are dependent on other things outside of Jesus himself. For some of us, it might even be realizing that actually, whoa, I'm coping more in this way than I usually would when this wasn't happening. Or I'll take it a step further here. It's maybe even being tempted to believe and tempted to go revert back to the ways that you were to cope before you were a Christian. These are honest and real temptations that, again, in my heart, I was feeling that. And so to know that that heart of unbelief was so close to me, was very, very near to me. And that's why I love that the author of Hebrews here gets super practical in verse 13, where he says, hey, this is how you combat unbelief that'll then will lead into a hardened heart. Look at what he says there in verse 13. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And so, as dependent we are on God, first and foremost, above anything, the call to follow Jesus is one that is very interdependent upon the body of Christ, upon other Christians, other brothers and sisters in Jesus. And that rhythm, when this pandemic wasn't in place, was very easy to fulfill. I catching up with friends, catching up with close brothers throughout the week. I mean, that's life-giving to an extroverted people person like myself. And so, having been now removed from that, made me realize, you know what? As inconvenient and as sometimes annoying as Zoom and FaceTime and talking to people on the phone might be, I just know that I needed it for my heart. And this morning, a close brother of mine did that exact thing. I actually began the conversation complaining about this and complaining about that. And he just stopped me and he said, you know what, Isaac, do you remember what we used to pray about when we were first Christians? You were praying about just that God would keep us from lust and from abstaining from this sin and that sin, and just how dependent we were on God to keep us away from sin. And here we are praying early in the morning, realizing, you know what, man, that we would pray that our communion with God be real, authentic, and genuine. And it would kind of caught me by surprise, because here I am complaining about stuff. And he goes, bro, I'm just so encouraged to realize that, man, our prayers today, 8 years, 9 years later, looks and sounds a lot different. And so this exhortation of one another every day, and I've known this guy my whole walk with Jesus, and for him to say, you know what, just to see what God has done in us from then until now, reminded me of like, whoa, it's not something I see right away, but if I were to just to look back at what God has done since he saved me, I say, wow, Lord, there is a chipping away of the old man that God built in into the rhythm, into the way we do life with him. And so how do we fight this unbelief? We fight it with connecting. And the way that we're doing that right now is, it's annoying. And I want to, in a sense, encourage you in that dissatisfaction, because it should be inconvenient. It should be annoying. You know why? Because there's a difference between a Zoom call breakout session. There's a big difference between that and gathering in a room, singing, filled with God's people. There's a huge difference there. And I want to encourage you in that dissatisfaction, because that for us is a wafting. It's an illustration of what's one day going to be perfected. Our gatherings, as awesome as they are, they're not perfect. The pastors here, not perfect. People here, not perfect. And so as much as we miss them, as much as we can't wait to get back to them, that beauty, that gift, that gift that God has given his people is just a foreshadowing of what will one day be perfected. We might not know what the end of this pandemic will look like, but we know what our ultimate end will be. Family, may this experience increase our longing and excitement in the promise of eternity with Christ and his church, worshiping him and magnifying him forever, where sin and death will be eradicated forever. So family, would you be encouraged by that? Push through the annoying Zoom calls. Push through your pastors maybe incessantly calling you because we miss you that much. but look forward to that one day where all of that will be perfect. The church, this gathering of people, will one day be perfect. So I pray that that's encouraging to you. It was to me. And to know that how quickly my heart can go to complaining and to go to unbelief, not trusting what God is doing in me here and now. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, I'm just so thankful that that you really have given us an opportunity to remain in you in this season. Right, where we're not, in a sense, having to whisk away to that next meeting or that next thing. And some of us, Lord, some of us are struggling. Some of us are just overwhelmed with what's going on. Some of us are struggling financially. Some of us are struggling relationally within marriages. Some of us are just lonely, Lord. Father, would you just remind us of the gift of really just boiling it down to just spending time with you, not just all about a book, but about the God of this book that we experience you through. Lord, that's a gift that we have. And I pray, Lord, that your people, that this church family would encounter you and use this season to do something radical, life-transforming, something that'll just set the tone for what the rest of our lives will look like. So Lord, would you bless my family? Would you provide for them? And would you keep them, Lord? In the name, in the beautiful and powerful name of Jesus, we ask all these things. And God's family says, amen. Refuge family, we love you, praying for you. Hope to see you soon.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.